How to Build Gospel Bridges Around Exile, Justice, and the Kingdom of God, Rastafari, and Caribbean Liberation Spirituality often speak in the language of exile, oppression, Babylon, Zion, Africa, justice, and deliverance. These themes can become powerful gospel bridges when Christian leaders listen carefully and speak wisely. The Bible is full of exile and deliverance. Israel was enslaved in Egypt. God heard the cry of his people. The prophets condemned injustice. The people of God experienced exile in Babylon. The Psalms cry out for justice. Jesus announced good news to the poor, freedom to captives, sight to the blind, and the year of the Lord's favor. So when someone speaks against Babylon, a Christian leader can listen for the pain underneath. Perhaps the person is naming racism, colonial history, poverty, corruption, materialism, spiritual captivity, or systems that crush human dignity. A wise response might be, the Bible also tells us that God hears the cry of the oppressed. What kind of Babylon have you seen in your own story? That question can open honest conversation. But the Christian witness must not stop with shared concern for justice. Christianity proclaims that the deepest liberation comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus does not merely free people from external oppression. He frees us from sin, death, fear, hatred, pride, idolatry, and alienation from God. He gathers people from every tribe and nation into one redeemed family. The kingdom of God is not the same as any earthly nation, empire, race, culture, or political movement. It includes people from every land and language under the lordship of Christ. A gospel bridge might sound like this. I hear your longing for freedom from Babylon. Christians also believe God opposes oppression and false power. We believe Jesus is the true king who defeats sin, death, and every false kingdom. His kingdom brings justice, forgiveness, reconciliation, and resurrection hope. This approach is clear without being harsh. In ministry, remember the embodied soul. Oppression, racism, poverty, exile, family displacement, and cultural shame are not abstract issues. They affect bodies, stories, identity, worship, anger, grief, and hope. People may need to be heard before they can compare beliefs. So listen deeply. Ask what Zion means. Ask what Babylon means. Ask what freedom means. Then, with humility and courage, point to the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ, the King who is crucified, raised, and is making all things new.